Yeah, it might well be playing board games alongside Monopoly and Scrabble. Chess is one of those board games that you might well get out on a rainy day. And as lockdown is like a month-long rainy day, it wouldn't be too surprising to find that more people have started playing. And they have some online platforms reporting a surge in users. But lockdown isn't the only thing sparking a renewed interest in the game. There's a new show out on Netflix called The Queen's Gambit, which is about an American chess prodigy during the Cold War.
Tell the readers of life how it feels to be a girl among all those men.
I don't mind it. Chess isn't always competitive. Chess can also be beautiful.
Malcolm Payne set up the charity Chess in Schools and Communities and hopes that the show encourages more girls to get involved in chess.
What chess teaches children above all is that your actions have consequences. If you make a mistake in chess, you know, that mistake might be punished and it's your fault, it's nobody else's. You have to take responsibility for it, which I think is a very, very important life lesson. Also in the charity, we instill sportsmanship into all games, so children are taught to lose gracefully and win gracefully. The other thing that it also does is it teaches children to plan, to think ahead, to think logically.
Here in Shropshire, we've got a chess league that has just one woman taking part, and that is Kate Walker. Morning, Kate.
Hello.
So how did you get involved in chess?
Well, I started when I was really young because my brother actually taught me. But then I kind of, I lost it. I didn't play for a really long time, probably 20 years or so. And then I picked it up when I was at university because there was a lot of people playing. And I kind of just went from there, really.
Is it one of those games that you had to have been taught, maybe at an early age, to let it sink in and work out how it all works?
It's interesting you say that because I don't think it is, because I've actually taught my boyfriend and he's not played before. And he's become really good. He's almost nearly better than me, which is annoying. and it's only been a couple of years that he's been playing. So it's really, you know, you can learn it at any age, I think.
What do you enjoy about the game?
I really just love looking at puzzles and just seeing sort of the complex positions and I'm not sure, just sort of problem solving and just seeing, wondering what the person's thinking and then trying to work that out. And, you know, it really requires a lot of deep thinking. But I do really love winning.
More than anything, like with any other game, you love winning
when
it all comes down to it. And you studied psychology at uni. Does that play a part in chess?
I think it does a little bit. I think some players will play tactically like that. You know, that they'll do funny things, like they'll play really fast, so they try and sort of offset you a bit, so to make you play fast and make mistakes. But I think generally people don't actually. I think I was thinking about this the other day. I think people just play their game, and they just try and, you know, you just have to block out what they're doing, really, and just sort of, play each other.
So how do you find it, being the only woman in the Shropshire Chess League?
Most of the time, I just don't even think about it, you know. I just feel like a chess player, really. Everyone's really great. You know, I'm part of the Telepost Club in Shrewsbury, and I remember first going into the club, actually, and I did think, you know, oh, will they play me, or will they think I'm stupid because I'm a woman, and, you know, but it was nothing like that. It was just so nice. You know, they greeted me and just made me feel comfortable, and I think that's really how it should be at the moment, you know.
Have you watched the Queen's Gambit, the Netflix show we're talking about here?
Yes, I have. It's really good.
So what do you make of it? I've not seen it myself. What do you make of it? How would you sell it to me?
Well, I'd say you don't have to be a fan of chess to watch it. But if you are, obviously, that's really great. But it's really about sort of 1950s, 60s America, about a young girl that's a chess prodigy. And she she's got a bad upbringing because she's sort of from an orphanage, and she's taught chess by the school janitor, and it's kind of frowned upon, you know. So it's just charting her chess career. It's very glamorous, you know. Being a woman, I really enjoyed looking at her outfits and seeing all the glamour around chess, you know, that she gets to travel and see nice places. So, you know,
Do you think it's going to get more women and girls playing chess?
I really hope so, yes. I think, as I said before, the glamour of it, I think, really might appeal to women. Mm. And all the backstories. And also, it just creates a dialogue with people. So my friends have started asking me about, you know, playing chess and saying, you know, is it really like that? And, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas before, they're just not interested.
See, you're convincing people even now because they've started watching this show. This is great news. Kate, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much for your time. Kate Walker, who is a chess player in Shropshire, talking about whether the new TV show, The Queen's Gambit, is making chess cool again.